Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
My eyes are very important to me.
Shut up.
Hey, shut up. Why don't you take your butt out of here?
Good job, Paul.
I told you, you dumb bitch.
You can't just flop that thing out on national TV and be like, hey, check this thing out.
Oh, my God, it's corn! He poops corn!
How are you going there?
I do need that.
Hey, I had a new wiener the other day, and it was delightful.
Taylor Swift, that's it.
Hi, Sammy Long.
Hey.
How are you guys doing? It's the club hour.
It is. That party.
This is where we goof off.
As opposed to the
I
rest
almost
of,
said a bad word there.
As opposed to the rest of the show? No.
No, we were very sportsy today. Very on topic sports. Titillating topics.
And it wasn't even titillating Tuesday.
No. Nope. It's titillating.
You got titillated on Thursday.
Titillating topic Thursday because we don't have a Friday show really. I mean, we've got 1 hour tomorrow, but
I was titillated earlier by an old man.
We'll both be drunk.
It happened. So maybe that was what started the titillating Thursday.
You old rascal.
I'm calling someone a rascal tonight, I guarantee it. And then someone brought up rapscallion as well. Maybe just started.
I've never heard that term.
You've never heard rapscallion?
Rapscallion's good.
I think it's kind of the same thing as being a rascal.
A mischievous person,
yeah.
It says.
I just want to start bringing back old phrases like that. Like I've always wanted to call, I like calling people turkeys. Listen up here, turkey. Or if you call someone a jive turkey.
Yeah, a rapscallion, a person who causes trouble, a rascal, a ne'er-do-well.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one, too.
I'm down with jabroni.
Jabroni. I love jabroni.
Yeah, jabroni's a good one.
That's a good one. So, Fyre Festival 2 has been postponed, guys.
Were they really trying to bring it back?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they all go to jail?
The brand was so hot, how could you not?
Billy McFarland did. Well, actually, yes. So, he was the guy that was initially behind the original Fyre Festival.
Yeah.
And I was in the Bahamas, and he was convicted of wire fraud.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
He actually said, I was reading a quote from him, he said, I'm sure many people think I'm crazy for doing this again, but I feel like I'd be crazy not to do it again.
Look, I love the fact that he's willing to double down on that. Well, how much time did he do in prison? He went to prison, am I
Yeah, no, he did. You can look that. I'll let you look that up. It's not in this story that I'm reading here. Billy McFarland's new event, which was scheduled to take place in Mexico from May 30 to June 2, was being advertised under the slogan "Fire Festival 2 is real." Tickets starting at $1,400.
Oh my god!
A message was sent to ticket holders that said, "This event has been postponed and a new date will be announced. We have issued you a refund. Once the new date is announced, at that time, you can repurchase if it works for your schedule."
Dude, he got 6 years in prison.
6 years, yeah.
I'm going to see how much he actually served, though. I'm sure he didn't serve.
That documentary on the Fyre Festival, and there's a couple of them. The one on, I think it was Netflix, was really good.
Yeah.
It's so unbelievable.
My man was sentenced to 6 years in prison. He did four and then got released to a halfway house. I'm sorry, but if anyone buys a ticket to a Fyre Festival that this dip-ass is putting on, you deserve to have your money stolen. You really do. Like, how dumb can you be? Although, don't answer that question, because I'm guessing the Fyre 2 Festival would probably make a lot of money.
Well, it's off, geez. We hardly knew ye.
Hardly knew ye.
I can't say that I knew that it was Haley Joel Osment. Did you know that?
I thought it was Osment.
That's what I thought.
No, it's not like Donnie and Marie. It's Osment.
It's Osment.
Osment?
And I only just now figured this out.
I'll tell you right now. Oh, yeah.
Haley Joel Osment.
A T at the end. My mind blown.
Not Osmond.
I would have, again, tape measure sort of situation here.
Well, you called Dwight James,
yeah,
for many years.
Many years.
So it's not lost on me that you probably didn't know it was Osment either.
No.
Or Osment.
See? Look, it doesn't.
But normally.
If I ever met him, I'd be like, are you sure it's not Osment? It sounds better being Haley Joel Osment sounds
Osment.
Better.
Osment.
Haley Joel Osment sounds better than Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, Osment is just harder to.
I would also like to point out that I'm not certain that it's not Haley Joe Osment as opposed to Haley Joel Osment.
He was arrested for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance at a California ski resort earlier this month. He was at Mammoth.
Oh.
Now, he's only 37.
He looks terrible.
He looks fat.
Yeah, well, he is. I mean, it's just, you know.
He is so bloated now.
Well, it turns out being a child star is it's kind of rough on you.
Cops arrived to find...
Wasn't he cursing at someone?
Okay, so this says he was taken into police custody April 8th after law enforcement received a call shortly before 2 p.m. to an allegedly intoxicated person at the resort. Cops arrived to find Osment with ski patrol from the resort. They booked him for public intoxication of a controlled substance. They could not identify the substance and sent it to a lab for testing. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. That's not good. You never want to be on a drug that the cops are like, I don't even know what this is.
Well, the story that I saw said he tried to board a ski lift with his helmet on backwards and no skis.
Yeah, he had no skis or snowboard.
But it's illegal now to have a good time? What the hell?
And he was trying to get on there and his helmet was on wrong. He's all wasted. He's smiling ear to ear in his mugshot.
Well, at that point, you know, that's all you can do, right?
Yeah, they released him right after he was arrested. I doubt he gets prosecuted, but...
Oh, yeah, that was. I saw it on TMZ. Yeah, he called the arresting officer. He said it was a Jewish slur, so I got a good idea of what that was.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was... he dropped some offensive labels, including a racial epithet on the cop who was arresting him at a ski resort, which is interesting because apparently he also called the arresting officer a Nazi.
Hey, so, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
Yeah, he hurled the K word at him and then also called him a Nazi, which is, look, can we ask that your insults line up a little bit from a, you know.
Right. Keep it consistent.
Yeah, keep it consistent. You
idiot.
Know, it's a little off color there.
And in other Hollywood news.
There's video of it.
Oh, you see video of him?
Yeah, there's body cam. I shouldn't laugh at this because my man's obviously in some trouble, but.
Or he's having the time of his life.
But there is body cam footage of it, and indeed, the helmet is on backwards, and he doesn't have skis. That's, look, if you're going to get arrested for public intoxication, you know, go out strong, right? Like, you don't want to get, like, busted for, like, having, like, six or seven beers. You know, you're gonna go to the rim, go hard in the paint, right? Good for him.
What is that? Is that the Dodgers? Yeah. Okay. So he's got a Dodgers World Series shirt on
yeah.
from last year, Dodgers Yankees. Yeah. And boy, he is fat.
Well, you know.
I wouldn't even recognize him.
No. I did because I knew that he's had a rough go of it. Again, find me child stars that don't have.
Well, he's been boozing for years. He overturned his car drunk like 20 years ago.
Yeah. So it's a cry for help, or he's just, you know,
having a little fun here.
Does he have enough money where he doesn't have to worry about it, or is he going to go broke too?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, because, like, his big thing was The Sixth Sense, but he was an unknown child actor. He probably doesn't have a lot of dough, right?
Celebrity net worth says $6 million.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, is he?
It's not. I mean, if he has six, you know, it's not terrible.
Yeah, he
might. How old is he?
I'm seeing $4 million.
See, it keeps going down.
I'm guessing that he's gonna be doing an OnlyFans here pretty soon.
Who's subscribing to that on OnlyFans?
Not me.
Well, I'll bet you for a curiosity standpoint alone. Wait, Screech tried that. That didn't work out either.
From I See Dead People to I See. Washed up child.
See, if he cleans himself up, don't you think he gets some more? Like, he could probably piece together some income over the next 10 years or so?
I don't know, man.
You know? He's worked as an actor as an adult, like doing bit parts in different shows. I think he was maybe in like Silicon Valley at one point or something like that.
I think once you get labeled as that, it's, it's hard to come back. And let's be honest, like Robert Downey Jr. could come back because he was thought of as a great actor. He's just known as the little kid from Sixth Sense. I don't think his acting chops are quite on par. I feel bad for him. He didn't ask to be that. His parents threw him to the wolves.
And in final Hollywood news here, there is a new film entitled Day Drinker, right. Starring Johnny Depp.
Again, that seems very appropriate.
And they have released a photo of Dr. Depp with a drink in his hand. Almost looks like a White Russian, but maybe not. Mae it's just the glassware.
So this is this on set or is this him just drinking?
Yeah, this is him. It looks like in character.
Oh,
look at that! Dude, describe what you are seeing.
Wow, I don't even know what to make of that.
The transformation. It doesn't really even look like him. It looks like
it doesn't look bad.
No, he looks good. Remember, they've turned him into a silver fox.
Yeah, it kind of looks like, remember when Don Nelson went away and then came back all long-haired?
Like a Miami drug dealer or something.
Yeah, there you go. Depp looks like he...
Yeah.
He looks like a Miami drug dealer.
He does look like... Because they've got him in a suit.
Yeah, he looks great.
He looks way better.
Way, way better.
And he's got a beard and long hair, but it's gray. It's silver.
It looks good. And I do believe that is indeed a White Russian in his hand. And if that's the case, good for you, Johnny Depp.
He just looks so different.
Yeah, but he looks way better.
Yeah, if they cleaned him up and made him hot again.
Yeah, because he was doing the bad dye job and he had the weird facial hair going. It wasn't working. And hopefully he's learned that you don't need 72 scarves and a fedora to look like this. Should be someone should have an intervention with Johnny Depp and be like, just dress like this and look like this for the remainder of your days, and you're going to look way more put together. Because he was going down a weird Mickey Rourke thing for a while.
Without
there.
The plastic surgery, yeah.
Yeah.
He plays a mysterious guest on board a private yacht who forms an unlikely bond with a grieving bartender.
Hmm.
The two soon find themselves entangled with a criminal figure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, he's
And by the
had...
way, that criminal figure is played by his longtime collaborator, Penelope Cruz.
Ooh, delightful. But if you look at Depp, like, I'm telling you, he's had some work. Tell me that is an early Mickey Rourke.
Oh, yeah. That one you've got there, for sure.
He's in dangerous ground. Because he's not going middle-aged lesbian, which most actors turn into. He's going the Mickey Rourke route. And that's dangerous territory.
Well, if you Google Johnny Depp Day Drinker, image that.
That's a great photo.
That is a great photo. He looks very debonair.
That is the best he's looked in 25 years.
No question. It might be the best he's looked ever, because he plays a pirate.
Yeah.
I mean, when has he looked his best? Honestly.
It's been a while.
Has he ever been...
Yeah, when he was young, like, he was a handsome devil.
Well, I know he's handsome, but when, like, give me a scenario where he... Was it, like, The Outsiders or that type of thing? Was he in The Outsiders?
He was not in The Outsiders.
I mean, because Edward Scissorhands, it wasn't that.
No.
It wasn't Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, where did he look the best?
Is it possible that the best he ever looked
Chocolat.
was indeed Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Look up Chocolat. He was
really.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Peak Depp.
Yeah, because that's when he was in his. That was a romantic lead.
How do you spell that?
It's just like chocolate without the E.
But you say Chocolat.
My mom loved that movie.
Yeah. Donnie Brasco was one where he had a
Donnie Brasco.
He had a rugged masculinity.
He still looks like a hippie in Chocolat, and I don't mean to be disparaging. I just mean
he was good looking in Blow.
He's got Blow. Yeah. He's got long hair and
my favorite Johnny Depp movie is probably where he looked the worst, and that was Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh yeah,
he played Hunter S. Thompson. That's not a. He's been through a lot of weird things because he played the Alice in Wonderland. He was in Fear and Loathing. He played Black Mass, right? He played, who's the Whitey Bulger? He looked terrible. Sleepy Hollow, he's done an Edward Scissorhands. He hasn't really handsomed himself up.
Yeah, he doesn't do, the George Clooney parts.
No.
That's weird. I've never thought about that.
But maybe Public Enemies, he played Dillinger. He was handsome in that. But this new look he's got going for him here, you run with that.
Now, before you send off the text about what George Clooney looks like now, just understand he is playing Edward R. Murrow. He's
doing it for a role, people.
He's doing it for a role.
Oh.
Because if you Google image him now, you'll be like, whoa.
Fell off?
Well, no, he's lost a bunch of weight and he dyed his hair jet black.
Oh, I see it.
But it's for a play.
Okay.
He's on Broadway right now.
Yeah, he looks...
He looks absurd, but he's playing Edward R. Murrow.
Because
Clooney has always embraced his silver fox nature.
He's just a handsome dude.
But now he's dyed his hair jet black for the role, and it's like, what are you doing, dude? But it's for the play.
For the play.
What?
He's not pulling a Ryan Day. What are you talking about?
What?
This is my hair. I do not dye my hair. I don't know why I gave him an accent there, but...
you turned him into Bill Clinton.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Well, he's a big Democrat guy. He could hang out with Bill Clinton. For some reason, George Clooney was picking who he thought... Like, they were interviewing him on MSN or something about who he thought should be the next Democratic leader.
Oh, no.
Apparently, George Clooney is, in charge of the Democratic Party.
Who does he want?
I don't even remember.
Well, I thought you were going to tell us.
I'd have to look
it
up.
Who's the new... you know who Nate Silver picked? Nate Silver?
Yeah, he's like five... What was the... He's the analytics guy?
Yeah, the numbers dude or whatever. I don't know. He picked... he says it's going to be AOC.
Oh, that's going to go great.
That's what he said.
Oh, my God.
But, of course, he's always wrong. So.
Yeah. Clooney said, we have really good governors, quick primary... Andy Beshear, the governor of his home state of Kentucky, and the Michigan governor that was going to get kidnapped, Gretchen Whitmer. I think those are the two that he threw out.
So well,
he said they're proper leaders.
We didn't learn anything there. It's Haley Joel Osment.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I'm still trying to process what that was.
Life in another solar system? The best proof yet. Next on The Fan.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poo?
Because my mother told us it was.
And when mommy says that's what it's called, okay.
That's still a doozy.
That is a doozy.
We went on national TV and talked about sweet potato poo because that's what mama. Boy. I'm still trying to picture his dad being like, hey, mama, need some of that sweet potato poo. Man. Little Al just heard it in the background. He's like, oh, it's called sweet potato poo.
Astronomers have found possible chemical signs of life on a distant planet outside of our solar system. The research led by scientists at the University of Cambridge detected evidence of compounds in the exoplanet's atmosphere that on Earth are only produced by living organisms.
How about that?
And contend it's the strongest potential signal yet of life.
That means like bacteria. Right? I mean, what is that? I never say life.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, it would be cool to find out that there's life on another planet. But if you told me that there was like an amoeba on another planet, all right. But if you told me there's like a cool like a cat, dog, maybe a bird of some kind.
They're eating the cats.
Right? Isn't that slightly different?
It's not slightly different. It's a lot different.
Yeah. It's like when they tell me that there could be water on a planet. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. Or they tell me there once was water. I'm like, cool, but...
Signs of water.
Yeah. All right. And then they tell me that it would take me like 8,000 years to get to that planet. I'm always interested in these sorts of things, but I feel like sometimes they're a little built up. And then they always end up... It's like when you watch the Bigfoot show. Guess what? You're not finding Bigfoot. And on this, call me when the hovering craft comes down with the blue light that I can be like, hey, what's up, man? Like they, you know, spin me around the universe there.
So the astrophysicist, whose name I will not try to pronounce, from Cambridge said, it's the strongest sign to date of any possibility of biological activity outside of our solar system.
Yeah, see, the biological. So we got some we got bacteria.
He says, by analyzing data from NASA and the European Space Agency's Webb Space Telescope, the researchers found evidence of dimethyl sulfide and dimethyl disulfide in the atmosphere of the planet. It is 124 light years away. One light year is equivalent to nearly 6 trillion miles. My God.
Run that by me again. So 124
light years, and one light year is 6 trillion miles.
So
it's over 600.
It would be over
750 trillion miles away.
Miles away.
Yeah, which isn't that far, really.
So this is what I'm...
Because it goes on for infinity.
Right,
so.
That's the only thing I'm saying. While it's cool... Oh, you know what else is cool? Oh, never mind. I thought Alonzo went yard again.
What's up, Dave Niehaus?
I just did pull a Dave. Well, he was... The polar bear was posing as if he had done something.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about this. So you're telling me that we may have found bacteria that's 700 plus... trillion miles away.
That is what I'm telling you, yes. Well, on Earth, those two compounds are produced primarily by microbial life, such as marine phytoplankton.
So there's SpongeBob SquarePants could be roaming around a planet that's a couple hundred trillion miles away.
Yeah. You don't like that?
Well, I mean... It's kind of cool. That glass clip was perfect.
I think it's amazing that they even know that. You know, that they see that stuff way out there.
That is. See, that is amazing.
That's incredible.
But scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude. Mm-hmm.
Can we, like... I need more. Like, I need some other...
I don't have more.
I need some other form of life. I need something with feet. Maybe a finger... If you will, something. You can't give me bacteria.
The only thing better than mauling a small dog is getting fingered while you do it. God.
Well, I'll ask you this too. Like, if we found out, because we can get to Mars, right? It's the closest thing we can.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, that's good, Mars. So we can land on Mars, allegedly, even though we're not even going back to the moon, but we can land on Mars. So if they told us tomorrow, what is this plankton?
Yeah, Mike. I don't know.
Yeah, Mike.
I don't know.
We got some sort of microbacteria, and it's on Mars, and it's not 700 trillion light years away.
Okay,
it's just on Mars.
Do we care? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I know it would be a big deal. We're like, oh my God! But then, when you got down to it, it'd be like, all right, there's bacteria, and we're like, well, it's known bacteria. I mean, I guess you could ask the question, how did it get there? Or what? But at the same time, it's bacteria. It wouldn't change anything, would it? Other than it would be a big headline and then be like, what can we do with it?
I don't know. Well, you got to study where it came from and what it means.
Well, it came from this plankton thing. I'm just waiting.
No, on Earth it does. But how does it get there on Mars?
I'm waiting for something cool to happen. I want something cool to happen in space. I really do, because space blows me away. I have a really cool, I don't know, what would you, it's a print from the Hubble telescope of like the, it's like one of the furthest pictures we took. And I have that, it's big blown up frame. I just stare at that thing and I'm like, that blows me away. Cause that's however, you know, it's same thing. It's trillions of light years away. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a real photo of what's out there. But it didn't change anything. I need something I need something tangible. I want something cool.
We don't have it yet. But this is how we get there. We have incremental moments like this.
I need the Predator show up or something. Like, give me... I need something.
You're going to be waiting a while.
Well, they say that they like... There's a lot of hot UFO talk right now, right?
There is.
You know, just...
But I don't see anything. It's like Bigfoot. I don't see anything.
It's true. A lot of talk right now. I'm holding out hope that at some point in my life that we get an alien thing, because...
That would be cool.
Well, one, it'd be fascinating, and it opens a whole new world. But you know what I'm most looking forward to? And this is, and it probably is going to make me sound like a real horse's ass, but I think you would appreciate it. There's nothing I love more than the when we have to change narratives because we believe something and we refuse to give up that what we've been told is wrong, so we just have to flip everything.
Right.
I want nothing more than religion, and I mean all religions. Not picking on anyone. I want them to have to explain when some dude or gal or thing shows up in the little hovering craft, boop, down they come, and is like, hey, by the way, I came from like 8 trillion light years away. We're way more advanced than you. Oh, yeah, we're cruising around. I'm not even like super advanced. I'm just like one of my bros out there on my planet. And by the way, everything you believed is crap. I want to see how the from the Muslims to the Catholics to the Mormon, everybody, the Jews, I want to see them all try to find a way to fit that into the narrative to keep the coffers flowing. It would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm with you on it.
Right?
Yep, I'm with you on that.
Right?
It'd be great.
When someone comes down
and they do it.
And they've been like, I've been all over the world. I've been all over the universe. And they're like, have you heard of Jesus? They're like, Jesus? What are you talking about?
You idiots.
No, the real guy is this dude, you know, and like... You're like, no, this is the guy over here. I think it would be amazing to watch the entire religious complex just lose their S over trying to, oh, it's not real. It's fake news. Trying to shoehorn it into what they believe and be incredible.
This reminds me of another story I saw recently. Did you see that there's a scientist who thinks we have found the body of Jesus?
Of course. Why not? What do you mean? If he really is Jesus, he's not here. He went back up. So we wouldn't have the body of Jesus.
Well, it's where...
If you were to believe in Jesus.
Okay, well, I'll leave that to you, but...
Well, no, wouldn't you still have the body because you'd need another resurrection?
Okay,
no,
so...
No, Jesus was... If you're body... God, this is my religious... up. If you believe in Jesus... Jesus died, rolled the rock away, is like, ha, I'm back. And then 3 days later, he went up. He went up to the ship. He's gone. It's on Kolob now.
Well, there's actually some pretty good evidence to suggest he is buried under a Great Pyramid. Why am I laughing at that? That's not funny.
What?
Yes.
Jesus is under the pyramid?
This is a bombshell piece of research. Hmm. I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to give it to you next.
Again, I just want anything where religious people are going to have to explain away why Jesus is buried under a pyramid.
That's next, I guess, now, all of a sudden. On the fan, here's Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Well, here's the story you've all been waiting for.
Finally.
We found Jesus?
The body of Jesus Christ in the Ark of the Covenant may well be found in the Cave of the Patriarchs. Jaw-dropping research from a British anthropologist looks set to blow everything we know about Jesus' body and death out of the water.
Of course.
Dr. Warner has shown all his findings from extensive research to the Egyptian Supreme Council of Antiquities. According to him, the sarcophagus of Jesus Christ in the Ark of the Covenant have been stored for centuries in a hidden double cave beyond a stone block which seals the southern passageway of the subterranean chamber beneath the Great Pyramid of Giza.
I see it right here. No. Yes. Can we knock that door down, or what are we doing?
This is 10 years of research. The Egyptian, what did I say it was called? The Egyptian Supreme Council of Antiquities.
Which, by the way, it's a great title.
It seems pretty regal.
I want to be part of a Supreme Council.
They say that this is a scientific resolution. This is a scientific revolution for the benefit of all humanity. Now there is there are some photos. Mm-hmm. So his hypothesis was reinforced by field work in Egypt and site surveys deep inside the pyramid using the latest technology. Surveys which show man-made structures beyond the last remaining stone block in the southern passageway.
Okay.
This is confirmation that his hypothesis was correct. In other words, they are seeing stuff, because of new technology, mm-hmm. they are seeing stuff under these pyramids, under the last blocks of the pyramids,
sure.
that we had never seen before.
Yeah.
So Dr. Warner has video and photographic records, the first images of which emerged from the deepest and most remote part of the original pyramid structure, and it's carved out of the bedrock itself. So he, of course, now see, one problem here is that, as you can imagine,
yeah.
he is getting a lot of,
This goes to my
people
point.
Trying to stop
this. This goes to my whole point of the aliens coming down. The religious people are probably not going to be thrilled about the idea of finding the body of Jesus underneath some pyramids.
Exactly. So he is fighting on a lot of, now he's secular. He's just an anthropologist. He's not doing this out of any other, for any other reason.
Yeah.
But it says he's just having a hard time going all the way and getting down in there, you know. Which, can you imagine if he got all the way down in there, like, the and they allowed it to happen? Well, and it's like on TV, like Geraldo's vault,
but
or not Geraldo's vault, but Al Capone's vault.
Can I also ask the question? With Geraldo?
No, let's open it up. Well, we're live on TV, and it's freaking about Jesus.
But if you open it up, how do we know it's Jesus?
It's because it looks like him. I don't know.
That's good enough for you.
By the way,
yes,
is this white Jesus or is this brown Jesus?
And do we even know what real Jesus looks like, or is it just all the paintings in the books?
Well, I promise you, he doesn't look like the paintings.
No,
I doubt that the guy from.
So then, how do we know he looks like him?
I don't know.
So here's a map. Have you seen the map that they drew?
Yeah, I'm looking at it here.
The graphic.
Yeah.
Of what he thinks. So way down in there.
Also, isn't it
is
weird
a single tomb
that the pyramids were built centuries before him? Why is he underneath the pyramid?
Okay, so he can answer that.
Because they were built, like, way, way before him.
He is saying that, but that doesn't mean he couldn't be buried under it.
No, but they just, so they took him and then were like, hey, there's this pyramid and now we're going to stick you underneath it?
Well, he says that, I'm trying to find the passage because I've already read this once. Yeah, okay, so he said, by augmenting this data and written records from the ancient cuneiform clay tablets of Mesopotamia, I love reading those.
I was thinking
the same thing. Aren't those great?
I like to pour them over, like, you know, maybe two, three times a year just to get a refresher.
He used the scientific discipline of etymology to prove his hypothesis that Mount Sinai, the Mountain of Israel, the Mount of Olives, Mount Zion, and the Quran's Mountain of Light were all one and the same mountain, the Great Pyramid of Egypt.
Oh.
So he is saying that in all of these different religious works,
it's all the pyramid.
They're all talking about the same thing.
Oh, all right. Well, you know.
Jesus gave his Sermon on the Mount at the Great Pyramid, the birthplace of all religions, and the mountain land which the biblical Abraham journeyed.
Look, I have no idea.
Journeyed to from Ur.
If anything of what he's saying is true, but I at least that.
It kind of makes sense.
It kind of makes sense, right? I mean,
yeah. Yes, it does. It makes sense.
I'll go with that. So I think we can all conclude now, Jesus underneath the pyramid.
I think that's
Although that would be problematic because Jesus isn't supposed to be here on Earth anymore. He's supposed to be cruising around up there.
Furthermore, Dr. Warner uses quantum theory to demonstrate that religious prophecy is rooted in science as evidenced in the government-sponsored projects of today. Experimental scientists such as Stephen A. Schwartz have published papers on non-local consciousness or channeling, which Warner says is prophecy by another name, or put another way, the ability to experience future space-time events while rooted in the present.
I have no idea. You had me until that last part, and now I'm just confused.
He explains that the phenomenon is akin to what physicists today call quantum entanglement, the same principle which is at the heart of the latest quantum supercomputer designs. Why is he talking about that, you ask? It's a good question, Jason.
Didn't Indiana Jones already find the Ark of the Covenant and it melted off all of the faces? Because the story is supposedly that you hear all the time is that the Vatican has the Ark of the Covenant and that it's buried in the in the underground vaults and whatnot.
He was saying that last bit because he was talking about ancient Egyptian art and he's basically saying it was the science of their time.
Sure.
So he's saying it's no different than now. It's just what they knew at the time. Mm. You know,
yeah,
I think is what he's saying.
So now he's just underneath the pyramid. Well, let's get under there. Let's go.
Get
the Supreme Council, whatever, to Van Damme that tunnel down, and let's go. Let's see what's up.
Pretty cool.
Get a couple. Yeah, because there won't be any controversy around that.
No, not at all.
A bunch of religious types yelling at each other over who's the dead guy underneath the pyramid. Be kind of kick ass if we found it all came back to Egypt, though, right?
What if he's got? I mean, like. Okay, fine. We got a break.
Buck's mad at us.
All right, we got to go. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Bye, bitch.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Well, we're
regretfully we're done.
Well, again, I don't regret anything.
I was watching the Mets and Cardinals game, and they went to the. It said the game's over, so they went to the. It's on the Cardinals broadcast, and they showed this one of their like studio hosts. And who was that guy? Who did you say? What was his name?
Al Hrabowski.
Al Hrabowski,
the old closer. Do you remember what he used to do? I think he was the one that would. They called him the Mad Hungarian or something?
Is he the guy that would, like, pound the mitt?
Yeah.
That's like, that guy?
I think it's the same guy.
He looks like he's, like, 65. He's got this long, awesome white hair and a big Fu Manchu, and they've got him sitting there with, like, the hot 20-year-old, like, studio
analyst. Yeah, that was Al Hrabowski.
That's the Mad Hungarian?
Yeah, he's on their broadcast.
Every time I see that, and I just, and this is probably totally unfair, I just think to myself, how uncomfortable does the old ex-player make the hot studio host? How uncomfortable do they make them on a daily basis? Because you just know, dude, that guy's from a different world. And he just, every time he turns and looks at her, it feels like it's an assault. I just think that anytime I see an old Major League Baseball player like that, an old pickle finger, he's got gray hair.
You got big old pitcher mitts. Dude, have you ever... Like,
yes,
dude, all those guys have such enormous mitts.
And they're all just old and grizzled and...
Yeah, just weathered and...
And I just feel bad that there's just some hot 20-year-old sitting beside that dude every day. And you know he's inappropriate and makes her uncomfortable.
Well, I don't know that.
I do. You do know that. You 100% know that.
Everybody have a great night. The Mad Hungarian, yeah. He would be behind the
He would like turn his back.
He would be facing center field, and he would get himself all pumped, and then he'd turn around and give up dingers.
Now he just makes studio analysts uncomfortable.
He's still got the
Or he's a total sweetheart. We don't know.
He might be. That's what I think, too.
No, he's not. But he looks great.
He's got the Fu Manchu.
Yeah, the white hair looks great.
Probably needs to update his suits, but...
Nope.
All right. We are out of here. Our show tomorrow is abbreviated 3 to 4. It's going to be great, though. Be with us, won't you? On The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.